Our scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. Will you please stand for the reading of the Gospel if you are able? I want you to listen to the characters in this scripture, and I encourage you to find yourself in the Word today. And may the Word of God fall afresh on your ears this day. After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the coat, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.'" The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated. So this Lenten journey that we have been on is soon coming to a close. We have a week left. At the very beginning on Ash Wednesday, I encouraged you to add something to your life that drew you closer to God. I hope that you have found that, and I hope through these 40 days that maybe that it's becoming more of a permanent thing, that it's becoming a part of you as you grow closer to God. Throughout these weeks, you have been challenged. You've been challenged to look at the culture and see the mess that's going on, what happens when we are polarized, we are paralyzed. We become blinded to the true problems of what's going on when we are at each other's throats and we can't see eye to eye. We've looked within ourselves. We've been challenged to see what separates us from God, what draws us closer to God, knowing that even though we often look for life in the wrong places, we find those places that will even kill the inside of us. But it is never too late to turn to the one who truly is always, 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 no matter what, extending abundant life to us. That is the true source of life. And it is only right that we draw closer to our Creator, the one true source of life. And through our journey, it has brought us here, once again, to Palm Sunday. A day when the crowds are going wild as Jesus enters into Jerusalem. I encouraged you to find yourself in this passage. Were you challenged? Did you find yourself? Did you find anyone that you related to? Would you have been a member of the crowd crying out, "Hosanna"? Would you have been one of the disciples listening to Jesus' words saying, go find this and bring it to me? Or were you one of the Pharisees questioning what's going on, afraid of change, trying to hold so tightly to the status quo? Out of all these characters that I saw, there was only one that I related to. Can you guess which one it was? Go ahead, take a guess.
The guy that stole the horse?
No. the colt itself, the donkey, the one that is carrying in Jesus. For that's who we are. We are the ones going into community carrying in Jesus. And I look at that story and I say, yes. One thing, Jesus knew that this colt existed before the colt ever laid eyes on Jesus. If that's not a sign of prevenient grace, I don't know what is. And Jesus said, go seek this one out. Go and bring this colt to me. God knows each one of you, knows the gifts, knows the equipping that you need, knows what you are capable of before you've ever even done it. This colt has never been ridden, but Jesus knows this colt is capable. Do you see yourself? When the colt is brought before Jesus, they prepare this colt. They lay their cloaks on this colt. God is preparing you and me all the time with the presence of the Holy Spirit, laying God's self on us, enfolding us, covering us, preparing us to carry Jesus out into the world. And then when Jesus is being brought into Jerusalem on this colt, the crowd goes wild. They're laying down their coats before that beast of burden. They're waving their palm branches. They are going crazy. Have you ever done something really good for God? Like, that was awesome. I did such a good job. I did a great job at that, no matter what it was. You know, that colt probably thought, this is all for me. I'm doing such a great job. These people love me. Because a lot of times we don't recognize the precious, precious one that is living within us. We forget who deserves all the acclamations. We forget the one who we are bringing into community. We forget the burden. When everything is all good, all the time, and we can't do anything wrong, we forget the burden of bringing Christ into the world. We forget. And we accept those accolades as our own. We feel good about it. We feel good about it until we figure out, oh my gosh, I'm headed to the cross. But in those moments, we can be really pompous donkeys. Right? You know what I'm saying? Some people would call him Jack. Right? We get all so full of ourselves. Pride sets in. We think we know it all. We think we've got it covered. We think we're in control. We think we're in the lead. We think we're in control. That's a fallacy. There is one that is so much greater that is in control. There is one that has this all covered. There is one that there is no terrorist, no president, no government, no nation, no power, no evil. You name your one fear, and it is not big enough. That is greater than the one that you're carrying into community. the very presence of God. And that one is in control. To be led by Jesus is to submit to Jesus. In order for us to get where Jesus wants us to go, we have to submit. And submission is hard. I heard this analogy over the weekend. I absolutely loved it. We're playing musical chairs with Jesus in our heart all the time. There's one throne. And we're playing musical chairs. We're going around and around the throne, except we think we control the music, so we stop it when we get close to the throne and we sit down. And Jesus just waits. We're winning because we're cheating. There's only one that deserves to be on the throne, and we're not it. We're not it. And what happens when we play these games, when we refuse to submit, when we refuse to see ourselves for who we really are, we forget to be grateful. We forget to live our lives out in such great gratitude. And it's in that state of gratitude that we find such great satisfaction. Have you ever been really, truly grateful for something? I mean, there's this like little tingling excitement going on up inside of us that wells up in us. And we'll smile from ear to ear and thank you so much. This is wonderful. This has blessed me. This is awesome. A lot of times for me, that's connected with food. It is. I mean, just I'll out someone. Diane Hoagland made me this awesome pie. It was pecan pie and it had really special ingredients in it. And I was so overwhelmed and grateful for that gift. I mean, it just did. It excited me, right? You know what I'm talking about. You know those special moments when you are so grateful someone thought about you. You have one that is living with you, living within you, tabernacling within you, that is loving you every moment of the day, and we forget until bad things happen. And then we remember. A lot of times, that's when we start praying. That's when we want to start submitting, right? Also, it's interesting to look at the crowds. The ones who are really excited to see Jesus are the ones who want change. These people who are excited to see Jesus are hurting. They're hurting so much. Day to day, they are just hoping to survive. They live under the rule of Rome, a power that they see every single day. It rules every aspect of their life, and it is robbing them blind where they can barely exist day to day, where they can barely support their families day to day. They've got their heads down. They're hoping that they're not going to be noticed. They don't want any trouble. But golly, they wish things would change. They wish someone would rise up and bring justice. The justice like Isaiah talked about that rolls down mighty mountains, that it cannot be stopped. These people want change so bad. They are so excited to see Jesus because they truly believe that Jesus is going to bring change. When was the last time you wanted change that bad? And you know that change could only come through the power of Jesus and some really hard work. And then there's another group of people, the Pharisees, who love the status quo. They don't want any change. They like it how it is. Rome may be in power, but so are they, because they've went into relationship with Rome. They're under Pax Romana. They get special dispensation. They're taken care of. We don't want any change. We don't want to mess up this good thing that we've got going on here. They're wealthy, they're content, they're satisfied. Now that's something that we could probably most of us relate to in here. Some of us maybe not so much. Some of us in here relate to the crowd longing and hungering for change. Most of us in here are pretty comfortable. That's why as we walk in as a donkey, we forget who we're bringing in because we're comfortable. We're comfortable with the status quo. We don't like things to be changed. We don't like our cheese to be moved. Because if we start making some changes, we might lose something. If we let somebody else have, it might come from our pile over here. And I like my pile of stuff. I like my rights. I kind of like being special. I kind of like being better than other people. So we pretend and we're blind to those who are hurting. We've got hurting folks in our community that are crying up, Hosanna! Hosanna, that is the cry. Lord, save us. Make change. Bring justice. We've seen this in human history. We've seen this in America, where those the least of these rise up and come together crying out. There's still those in our community that are hurting, and we don't even know them because they make us a little uncomfortable. They almost make us feel guilty that we have privilege. Because if you live in a nice house and you have a nice job and you have a good education, you're privileged. Not everybody is raised with that privilege. Some are born into a mode of survival from the very day they take their first breath. And a lot of times we don't even know who they are. They are the least of these. They are the ones that Christ built relationship with over and over and over again. They are the ones that Jesus sought out and built relationship. And I'll tell you, Jesus didn't go out and fix every situation that he entered into, but he did walk with them in their pain. There's something about walking with someone in their pain and entering into that. You see, we like being in the midst of the crowd. We like all the rejoicing. We like the accolades. We like marching into Jerusalem. We like those situations. We don't like being at the cross so much. We don't like entering the pain. And that's what Jesus did. When Jesus went to the cross, he entered into everyone's pain and suffering. Every brokenness, every sin, Christ took on himself at the cross. But we have a problem doing that. Jesus isn't asking us to do that for the world. Jesus is asking us just for the people that come across our path, to look and find them in our community, our neighbors, and care and enter into their pain. It's so much easier to be pompous, isn't it, than to be the submissive beast of burden. But that's what it means to bring Christ into the world. Because bringing Christ into Jerusalem isn't enough. We're going with Christ all the way to the cross. We're going into some painful places. This includes our pain, includes our neighbor's pain, our families, our coworkers, people in our community that we even refuse to see, that we'd rather just pretend that they don't exist, but they're there, and they're there in Jerusalem too, crying out. You see, we don't even see those people, why they're so excited to see Jesus. We just see a happy crowd. Woohoo, we're so happy to see Jesus. No, they are crying out of their pain. See it, feel it. Because it is through that we have compassion and empathy and we begin to walk alongside people. Because that's where Jesus wants to go. So you get a choice. Every single day, every moment you're presented with an opportunity, you get a choice. Who's going to be sitting on the throne? You're playing musical chairs every single day. Who's sitting on the throne? When you're bringing Christ into community, who's got the reins? Who are you submitting to? This is your homework this week. Christ has no hands but yours. Christ has no feet but yours. Christ has no ears but yours. Christ has no eyes but yours. Where are you going to bring Christ this week? Where is Christ taking you this week? Is Christ taking you to the highest places, or is Christ taking you to the lowest of lows? Are you willing to walk along the path and truly hear the outcry of pain? Are you truly willing to see as God sees? Are you truly willing to pray, Lord God, let me see as you see. Let me love as you love. Let me walk as you walk. Let me live as you want me to live. Are you willing to surrender? Because at the cross, when we find that true surrender, it is when Easter means so much more. And that we live throughout our life as a grateful people. Grateful for the great things God has done. Grateful for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Grateful for the holy presence that is with us every single day. And with gratitude comes great joy, appreciation for every single day. Are you ready to take the journey that Christ is leading you on? Are you ready to submit? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.